This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Being born without arms and legs might be a setback in life for some people, but for Nick Vujicic, accepting himself just as he is has enabled him to fully embrace life and achieve more than most of us could dream of. Nick's just released a new book. It's called Life Without Limits, in which he shares the faith and the optimism that have enabled him to find purpose and meaning in his life. Nick Vujicic, thanks so much for your time.
No worries, Katrina. Thank you for yours.
You're only here for a short time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, quick trip for you. Tell us about the title of your book first, Life Without Limits. What do you mean by that?
Life Without Limits means, you know, understanding that there are no limits as to even sometimes of, the purposes of not just our existence, but the difficult challenges that come our way in the context of it makes you who you are today and helps you to understand that you can't do life alone, and without the faith in God, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. And just understanding that, you know, what the enemy tried to use for bad, God can you know, change my broken pieces into something beautiful if I just trust Him one day at a time. And so I want people to know, just in every single circumstance in life, just take one day at a time and know that there is hope until you give up.
Just take us back to the beginning when you were born and your parents, you know, first discovered that something was wrong. How did they react?
Yeah, no one knew that I was going to be born this way until I actually was born. And it was just very, very shocking, more like a tragedy for the family and for everybody who knew my parents. And, it was just very difficult at times for them to realize, you know, what kind of future in life, you know, their little boy without arms was going to live. And doctors never thought I'd be able to walk. But, you know, that was wrong. But when you have just the perspective of taking one day at a time, that's how my parents got through it, and they said, you know, with their faith as well. So,
did it impact on their faith, Nick? Because, you know, it must have come as a shock.
Yeah, I mean, my mum didn't want to hold me at first. It took her about 4 months to actually come to terms with it. And my dad went to go see me in the nursery, and he came back and he told my mum he's beautiful. Mm. And so that's how it was at the very beginning. And so my dad took a lead.
And so what was your childhood like? Did you feel different from the other kids at school?
Yeah, I didn't really feel different until I went to school. I knew I had no arms, no legs, but I didn't think it was such a big deal until I got some teasing and bullying, at school and stuff. So it was difficult. You know, it got me quickly asking the bigger questions to life. You know, who am I? Is it all right that I have no arms, no legs? And, just blamed God and felt alone and felt like there was no future or hope.
Nick, did you accept yourself in those days, or did you want to be the same as the other kids?
I definitely wanted to be the same as the other kids for many years. I did have really good best friends, you know, who loved me. And, when people were riding their bicycles, I was riding my skateboard. When they'll play soccer, I was playing soccer as well with them. And so I'd play marbles and get involved swimming and all that, you know, as much as possible. So I wasn't depressed all of my childhood, but definitely were those low moments where I just wish I was like everybody else, and I didn't like that word special. I didn't like to be special.
No, I can understand that. And so when did you then realize, though, that you did have something more to contribute and start to kind of, I guess, accept who you are and make the most of it?
Well, in a nutshell, I survived ages 8 to 12, which was depression and a suicidal attempt. Age 13, I sprained my foot. I couldn't use it for 3 weeks, and I was never so thankful for my foot afterwards. And, you know, started counting my blessings, and instead of being angry for what I don't have, being thankful for what I did have. And my parents always said, you know, do your best and God will do the rest. At age 15, was the turning point that really changed everything in my heart and mind, and that's when I realized that, you know, if God's got a plan for a blind man, He's got a plan for me. So I read John chapter 9. It changed my life. And I said, okay, God, look, if you've got a plan for my life, I don't know what it is, but I trust you. I take one day at a time. And age 19, I spoke in front of teenagers.
Yeah.
And was really nervous.
Yeah.
I was sweaty, my knees shaking. And a girl came up to me, hugged me, and she said, thank you, thank you, thank you. No one's ever told me that they love me. No one's ever told me that I'm beautiful the way that I am. And that's when I realized I was called to be a speaker.
Yeah, right. Just because you'd saw the effect that it had on this one person.
Exactly. And you know, that's what makes it all worthwhile. You know, I met a little boy with no arms, no legs. And that's why, I titled the first chapter, If You Can't Get a Miracle, Become One. And so, you know, when the clouds in your storm don't part, it doesn't mean that you can't carry someone else through theirs.
I'm talking to Nick Vujicic. He's the author of Life Without Limits, in which he shares what it's been like for him living with no arms and no legs. So you mentioned briefly you met a young toddler who has the same condition as you. I want to hear more about that. Nick, what was it like meeting Daniel, and what did it mean to you at the time?
It was absolutely incredible, you know, seeing him across the room of 3,000 people, and the father held him up, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. Never met anybody else like me at that time. And, you know, it just took me a flashback into, you know, when I was 10 years old trying to give up. And I thought to myself, the only way that I would have hope is if I met somebody else like me who would have, you know, said, you know, Nick, everything's going to be okay. Now, that would have given me hope, but I never met that miracle. Mm. Now I've become a miracle for that little boy. And so 2.5 years old, he was watching my videos and saying, swim like Nick, swim like Nick. Now he swims.
Yeah.
And he's out in California. And it was just incredible, you know, embracing his mum and his dad and seeing my mum and dad talk to his mum and dad. It just, you know, changed, you know, not just changed, but it really, really, you know, confirmed all the beliefs that I had, you know, and it was like the fruit of that faith in knowing, look, well, God has a reason. And even if it's only for that little boy, then, you know, it's all worth it. But it has gone far beyond that, you know, meeting 6 presidents, speaking at 5 congresses and crowds large as 110,000 people. It's just been a great, great ride. And not to say that I'm happy all the time. I do have my ups and downs, my fears and my tears. But we all go through them, and that's when we lean more upon him.
Yeah, sure. Now, you wrote, you quoted in your book this passage of scripture, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What does that verse mean to you, Nick, and why did you choose that one to quote?
I love that verse because it is my favorite verse. God says he has a hope, plan, and a future. You know, positive attitude can't pull you through. Love from parents unconditionally can't pull you through, can't carry you through. I can't heal my heart. You can't heal my heart. I can't heal yours. And I actually believe it's worse being in a broken home than having no arms, no legs. And so we all go through something. But knowing that God knows how I feel, number one, and number two, God created me for a greater purpose. And now he's not punishing me in this pain, but what the enemy tried to use for bad, God can turn into good. And so having a hope, plan, and a future, you know, is something that we all want to find. And then the next two verses says, then you will call upon me, come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And it's hard to believe that God listens to us sometimes. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. So it's a great assurance in knowing that, you know, there's nothing that God cannot touch or change. And knowing that his grace is sufficient, he'll carry you around the corner when you can't walk around the corner. And trust in him and his grace one day at a time.
And Nick, just talking about that idea of having a hope and having a future, I mean, you have done so much already in your life and you're only, I think, 28. So do you still have other hopes and dreams that you would like to fulfill?
Yeah, and, you know, they vary from different mediums in basically how to reach more people, and whether that's acting in a short film that I did 2 years ago and you know, experimenting more with acting, or whether it's, you know, doing some show online where, you know, people can be encouraged on a periodic basis, books, DVDs, all that sort of thing. I've actually been traveling 46 weeks of last year. And so we're trying to sort of slow down my itinerary and trying to reach more people. So there's that general plan.
What about your personal goals, though, Nick, you know, on a more personal level?
Yeah, one day, you know, one day skydiving and, you know, doing some great, cool things and traveling 37 countries and speaking. You don't always get to do the touristy part, so I'd like to go back to the countries I've been to and go to some other countries and do the touristy thing. Get married one day. You know, I'm not in a rush.
But, you're still young.
Married, have kids, have a family, settle down a little bit. That's definitely, you know, a joy that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Hypothetically, if God rang you up tomorrow and said, okay, Nick, you've done your time now, good work, tomorrow I'm going to give you arms and legs, would you want them? What would you say?
Beautiful. If he thinks the time's perfect, mate, I'm all for it. If some doctor came up with a magic pill and said, look, this will give you arms and legs, I'd have to check with the big boss upstairs because he knows what time it is. And yeah, it could be the fact that he provided that doctor to give me the magic pill, sure. But I'd have to have peace that he believes it's the right time.
Yeah.
And so I actually have a pair of shoes in my closet just in case he does say yes. It would be cool, you know, so far about, and literally speaking, about 1 billion people in the world know who I am and know my story. It would be cool, you know, if one day I wake up with arms and legs and go back to the presidents and go back to the press conferences I've once been in. And, you know, people would see, oh my gosh, this guy actually did have a genuine miracle, that would be pretty cool. But at the same time, if he doesn't do that, I definitely have seen the fruit of the plans that he does have by not changing my circumstance today.
Yeah. And I suppose I just wanted to close on this idea that you introduce in the first chapter of the book where you say, I found happiness when I realised that as imperfect as I may be, I'm the perfect Nick Vujicic. How did you come to realise that?
Well, it's just accepting yourself, accepting that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. It's not that God's forgotten you at all. He has more precious thoughts of you than all the grains of sand in the world. He formed you in your mother's womb. And, you know, all these sorts of things that I remind myself of the promises and understanding that, you know, it is him, you know, who has control. And, you know, I'm just glad to be alive. I don't think I answered your question. I've actually forgotten what you were saying.
I said, how did you? I guess it's just, you know, that journey of accepting yourself and saying, you know, I realise that imperfect as I am, I'm the perfect Nick Vujicic. It's, I guess all of us struggle with that. We all, you know, think, oh, if only I was like this, if only I was like that, or
Well, the thing is, when people are teasing me at school, I'm like, well, what are you teasing me for? I could have picked on you, you know, because of your freckles or
exactly.
the way your body looks and your nose and all that sort of thing, whatever it is. And that's what I realized as a kid. It's not about how you look at all. I mean, because people judge me and weren't friends with me because of how I looked, and I realized, well, they're just missing out on a great friendship. And then at the same time, guess what I did? I wasn't friends with the popular people at school, you know, people who didn't have friends, and I didn't want to be their friend because, you know, what would everybody else think of me? And those are the barriers that I'm trying to challenge this next generation in, not understanding, being able to accept yourself, but also accept the person next to you.
Exactly. Yep, it's got to translate to that as well.
Love is.
All right.
Love the neighbor next to you the way you love yourself until you understand the value of you too.
Yeah, that's a good point to leave it on, Nick. It's been great talking to you, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy the read, and I hope people are being encouraged. There's some cool photos of me swimming and scuba diving and surfing and with my family and stuff, so I hope people enjoy the read too.
I think the baby photos are the best. Very cute.
Baby photos. Everybody loves the baby photos.
With the food all over your face.
Yeah, the chocolate. Love it.
All right. Thanks, Nick. That's Nick Vujicic. His new book is called Life Without Limits. It's published by Allen & Unwin.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.